गणपति गुं हवामहे कविं कवीनाम् उपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनशृण्वन्तिभिः सेदसातनम् ॐ श्री महागणपतये नमः सदा शिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणं विना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनीं अम्बत्वामनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी सर्वोपनिषदो गावः दुग्धा गोपालनन्दनः पार्थो वत्ससुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महत् इयं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः नमस्कार Good morning. So, we've been getting to the crux heart of this chapter, of chapter 4 now. So, we've studied up to verse 16. Last week we took a little bit of a detour. And if you didn't join that detour, it's not the end of the world. You continue to study, and most of that will be covered. So, let's first go to verse 17 where we're at, and then start discussing. Chanted part by part. Karmano hyapi bodhavyam. Karmano hyapi bodhavyam. Bodhavyam chavi karmanaha. Bodhavyam chavi karmanaha. Akarmanascha bodhavyam. Akarmanascha bodhavyam. Gahana karmano gatihi. Karmano gatihi. Prescribed action should be known. Prohibited action should also be known. Inaction should also be known. For the nature of action is subtle. So here, as we said, usually when talking about action, we take it as what I'm doing, why I'm doing, is it right to do or not to do like this? Okay. And you'll say, well, what do you mean by action? Yes, I do this. What do you mean? Yeah, yeah. I had a thought, a desire. I got up and I walked, I got in the car and I came here. What's the problem? Like this. I didn't feel like coming last time, so I stayed at home. I slept and I watched movies instead. I want to have done action. So here, not talking just about, it's not looking in depth at what is action. Here, one aspect, here actually it's one aspect it's looking at, maybe you can say from Paramarthika level, from the higher level. Later in Gita, actually, it analyzes from the more the action itself within, because all the karakas, all the things have to do with the action. Because you say, I walked here, right? Well, you walked, you did the action, yes. But if the earth wasn't there with its gravity, could you do it? So if you did something wrong, the earth should get some of the punya, some papa, right? The criminal came, did something, now the earth has to also be... or you went and did something very good. So how many things are involved? You can walk, meaning there's some power behind it. It's a universal thing because we all walk. So the devata, meaning the universal power, that's also involved. So that's why any activity to take place means the whole universe is involved. Because you can't do that without the whole universe. It's not getting into that aspect of it here. Here even more subtle. Here, because here, the main topic, karma, jnana karma sannyasa yoga, previous chapter, karma yoga, here renunciation of action through understanding. Like this. So that's why here says, okay, so now, of course, as a preparation, dharma, very helpful, very much necessary, and that's always something that can be more subtle, because any action, people want a simplistic answer, and so we have like in Judaism, Christianity, the Ten Commandments. You shouldn't kill. It's a good general for the 99.9% of the time, but it's not 100%. The soldier, right? In some cases, the policeman. In some cases, just ordinary persons defending. So you can't make it a black and white thing like this. So there isn't that. So that's why, yes. So it's something to look into from dharma. So that's one thing, is a preparation. Then it's something that, and also say it's something that to do meaning first you have to understand. If I don't understand, then how will I do? Right. So people are sent to school from when they're small. They're learning so much, and you know, one of the main things, how to do. What should I do? How should I do like this? Right. One of the important things. Nowadays, it's more and more just to know math, to know science, to know things. But this is also a very important thing, like this critical thinking, you can say. Okay. And then akarmana also saying here, inaction. Yes, what are you doing today? Well, you know, I work very hard during the week, I'm doing nothing. Are you really doing nothing? Show me how. Like this. So also inaction, that the next verse is going to. This is the prelude. The next verse. So really here, what is the not inaction? What is really inaction? Right? Because inactivity, where do you really find inactivity? Because I'll say this table here is inactive. But then we'll say, how much action is actually going on in this table? Enough action to, you know, the energy in here from what's going around enough to light all the houses in the world probably for a day or something like that. I don't know the exact physics, but something phenomenal like this. Amazing how active it is, but it seems inactive. So what is really the inaction there? What is really inaction? The space, inactive. Space isn't very inactive. People used to think older physics, Newtonian physics, absolute space. You know, it's not like that. So much activity, the gravitational forces, all these things are there. It's not just inactive something. So where do you find this? What is the inaction? So in this way, it's looked at very closely, like this. Okay. So here, the most important thing, we have to, you know, something to look at closely, something to really understand, right? For our children to understand, you know, why to do something, what is good, what not, like this. So it's an understanding. From that, action comes from understanding like this. And actually, this is an interesting thing that's happening today, is especially, you know, Hindu older generation, then just do the puja, just what they say the prayers and do. Now the intellect has become more active our age. So why? What for? And if it's not... and. The priest doesn't explain, the priest just says puja. If somebody understands why, then they'll do. So that's, there's a, you know, before just shraddha based, now some understanding based need to. It's also very important. Otherwise, just because tradition, why do it like this? So it's very good, then one has to explain what is good and why it's there. It's very, very valid. There's actually a small booklet I like from Chinmay Mission, Why We Do What We Do, something like this. Talks about puja, about arati, about some things, and just explains in short, okay, what is this good for, why is it important like this? So in this way, so the understanding. And here, of course, we say the understanding is important. In one of the verses we went through, second chapter, it says in there, nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate. There's nothing as purifying as knowledge, right? The Christianity, the truth shall set you free. Same thing. What is truth? May I understand. So that's why Vedanta is saying understanding is the important. Understanding, then the proper action will come. And also that's for the karma yoga, from my interaction with the world. But then more, that's even more subtle, more important that we're looking into here is for viveka. Because the viveka is the most important, because the understanding, you know, knowing the truth will set you free. This is the viveka, atman, atma viveka, like this. So this is prepares for this next verse, which is the crux of this chapter. So let's see what he's saying in the 18th verse. Karmanya karmaya pashyet, karmanya karmaya pashyet, akarmani cha karmaya, akarmani cha karmaya, sabuddhiman manushyeshu, sabuddhiman manushyeshu, sayukta kritsna karma krita, sayukta kritsna karma krita. So this is both chanting tongue twister and understanding twist. He who sees actionlessness, here Swami Paramatthanandaji already made, you know, because really he made a little bit, in the verse, put some words in to make it easier to understand. Because it's here, it's action in inaction. What do you mean by that? So he added some to it to make it easier. He who sees actionlessness of the self in the action of the body, and who sees the potential action in the inaction of the body is wise among people. He is a yogi who has accomplished everything. So he added a little bit there, because he who sees inaction within activity, and activity within inactivity. This is the wise person like this, who's done all activities, who's done all actions. So, as we have before, one verse not too long back, said it's a naughty verse, naughty and naughty, right? Not that we have to see through what's being discussed. So we help to unravel a little bit here in this way. So usually, what we consider as inactivity, as I said, I'm doing nothing, I'm relaxing. So I want to do nothing because I don't want to be disturbed. Action always, I want to relax. So this inactivity is really not an inactivity, it's part of the action. Because for something to be still from some perspective, like the table we gave, from some perspective, a lot of how much energy is here to hold this table together so it's not changing. Right, there's, you know, all the elements are here and it's holding itself together not to change. So to do nothing means something, it's on the one hand something might hold it to be in that place, and secondly it means it's just part of the activity because it's going to continue soon after. Right? You go to deep sleep, so you're inactive, but is that inactivity a permanent inactivity? No, it's just temporary and it comes back. So you have potential activity. So potential activity is part of the activity. It's not fully inactive. If it's fully inactive, how will action come out of it? Deep sleep, you come out of it, meaning even though it's a dormant state, it's part of the activity, because action can't come out of nothing. Right? Not possible. So that kind of inactivity is not a true inaction. That's part of the whole cycle of action, like this. So that's how we can't say that's real inactivity in this way. It doesn't work like that. So here, talking about the atman-atma-viveka, because what happens is, okay, what one part, each individual, there's some mixture there. Because I say I'm a conscious being, so this is the consciousness. which we elaborated last time and we'll keep elaborating, right? There's the consciousness and then there's the body-mind complex. So there's the matter and spirit, if you want. One of them, when we analyze, we see, cannot but change all the time. Right? No matter what we want to do, you can't help it that it's going to change. Whatever you do. You know, people work so hard to keep things in a certain way. But, you know, eventually, maybe manage for some time, but the potential for it to change is there, and it will before you know it. You can't keep anything just like this. And actually, that's what causes so much of the trouble in the world, because I have an idea something is a certain way, and I fight to keep it that way one way or the other. And then, so I struggle, because whatever I do, it's going to change, but I don't want it to change like this. So that causes so much strife in all different ways in the world like this. So in this way. So then, that can't be helped, that's part of the change. From the perspective of Atma, I, the conscious being, the poor Atma can't change. No matter how much Atma tries, Atma doesn't try to change. I'm only making a joke about that, but the unchanging part. I'm always the same one. If Atma also changed, I wouldn't think I'm always the same one. That would go through something too. I'm a changed person means something changed the mind and some ideas, maybe physically something changed. But I'm still the same one. How did I'm a different person, I change. Meaning, I who was before experienced things in one way, saw things in some way. Now, I, that same one, I'm seeing in a different way, so something didn't change there. Or otherwise, how would there be? How would the connection be there? So this one doesn't change at all. And the problem is, as human, that we confuse between the two, and the thing is, if I know the difference between the two, then no problem. That's where, talking here, action, the manifest world, right? So body, mind, then the world, it's constant change, so it's something for me to see, that's how it is. I can't help that. That's the nature of something, it's nature. The nature of something can't be changed, right? But on the other hand, I, the conscious being, it's something that doesn't change. Like the talking about consciousness, what we brought last time, as Swami Paramatthanandaji said, very, very useful for understanding this. Very wonderful example. So actually, if you take the example he gave, you can also do it like this. You say, okay, there's the light here, right? There's the light in the room, so I put my hand. So you see the hand because of the light. So you say, just like we did his 5 points, you say, okay, so the light is not a part, property, product of the hand, right? Which part of the hand is it? What did it come from the hand? No, it's not a product of the hand. It's not a property of the hand. Without the light, the hand is still there, the same. So it's not a part, property, product of the hand, right? It's a separate entity which brings the hand to light, right? It's not limited to the boundaries of, light isn't limited to the boundaries of the hand, because the other hand comes and, hey, you're stealing some of the light. You're not okay. No, it's not limited to the boundaries of the hand, because everything else is seeing in the light. And when the hand is gone, then does the light go away? No, light is still there. Now, let's say there aren't other objects around. You won't see the light because it doesn't have a medium. So it's like if you go up in space and go for a spacewalk, you look around, the sun is still there, just like the sun is here, it's out there too. You're just above a little bit above the earth, but it's totally dark around because there's nothing for to reflect the light. So you don't see the reflected sunlight, you don't see light around you. But the moment there's some object there, like you put out your hand, then it's reflected, so you see it. So it's not the reflected light only, I'll see the reflected light, the direct light, not like this. So that's same way. So that's why without the medium, you can't see the light. So same way we talked about the consciousness, not a part, property, product of the body, just like the light on the hand, consciousness in the body. Where, a part of the body, where in the body? Oh, I am here. When I say I am here, so it's here. What, you're not aware in your foot too? If I accidentally stepped on your foot, it'll hurt too, meaning it's there too. Where is it not? Right? So it's not a part, property, product of the body. It's not coming from the body, created by the body. And it's not, it's a separate entity which pervades and livens the body. That's why you feel it in your foot as well, like this. And then it's not limited to the boundaries of the body, because just think of it. If you forget the body, body is numb, right? Or you do your meditation sometime, oh, you don't feel the body. Is the consciousness gone? What form does it have? Like the light seems to have the form of this hand, but the light is all pervading this room, it's everywhere. The lights are on, so light is everywhere in the room, but it's not limited to this. Just as to where I see it, but it's everywhere. And then, when the body goes away, then the consciousness is still there. It didn't go away, just like the light didn't go away when I took my hand away. And then lastly is, then, it's not accessible when it goes away because there's no medium. What medium do you have? You go to a medium and you pay them and they connect to the the one who died to say, I'm going to connect to that one in this. But in any case, the important thing there, it doesn't go away. Should all the upadhis be gone, body, mind, everything gone still? Okay. So this is this viveka like this. So this talking about it here because one is changing, one isn't changing. The light in the room is constantly the same, but the activity is going on and on. In our Thursday class during the pandemic, we studied Panchadashi. So one chapter there is called, I think it's Natakadipa Nyaya, I think that's what it's called. So there it talks about there's the stage and there's the performance. And then so there's the lamp. Because now you have the whole lighting schema, but in older times they put a big lamp. It must have been a big oil lamp and that's the light, that was it. And so they say, okay, the dancers on the stage, all the movements you see in that light. The musicians are there on the stage, you see in the light. The announcer comes, you see in the light. When they all go, you see the empty stage in the light, but all seeing in the same light in this way. So we say, in the light of consciousness, you're aware of the body, right? You're aware of the mind, you're aware of the feelings, you're aware of everything, you're aware of the senses. And without them, you're aware of nothingness, empty stage. Deep sleep, you're aware of the empty stage, but you're still aware, whole time aware. So this one. Everything else is the dance. The dancer, the dance, the movement like this. But the light there, it wasn't affected by whatever happens on the stage. They put on a comedy show, everybody likes in this, very good. They put on another show, people didn't like so much, it got bad reviews, not many people came, but the same light was there. Light wasn't affected by the fact that 10 people compared to 200 came. Okay. There are people there not. Does it affect the light?
No.
Same thing. The action goes on, but remains unaffected like this. So this is the difference. Now, of course, then what happens is as I'm doing activity, I do so much, then the understanding here then is, okay, when activity is happening, one part is very active. The anatma part, the body-mind complex, doing so much stuff, and helplessly. Remember, third chapter mentioned, you cannot help. You can't not do activity, meaning body-mind, can't not do activity because it's all activity all the time, always change. So always activity going on, like this. So that you can't help, but you can notice that you as Sakshi, Sakshi meaning the light of awareness, the consciousness, the light of awareness. Within that light, everything is happening, that one, nothing happening there. So if I know that, I have that viveka, that discrimination, then I know that really, from that perspective, I'm not doing anything. What am I doing? No activity happening there at all. This is what happens. Now what happens, this also very much helps to with some confusion about other spiritual practices where people say, okay, there are many ways to moksha, I'll liberate myself. Like one is, Raja Yoga says, I'll quiet the mind, yoga chitta vritti nirodaha. Now, that's it, I'm there. Very good, like this. What happens though, it's very, being able to do is very good, but then you need also to understand why. That's a state of mind, the mind is quiet. I identify with the state of mind. Oh, very nice. But I don't see that when the mind is silent, it's just me, it's my nature. Now when the noise comes, what am I going to do now? I have to get back to that state. Meaning now I'm not now I'm not okay. But Atma wasn't affected, because the inactivity of Atma isn't something to be gotten to, but something to understand. Because the Atma wasn't active when the mind was active, when it's quiet. So they have a story about that, that the guru tells the student, okay, please bring me a cup of coffee. Right? Very good. So then goes to make the cup of coffee. So meantime, it's morning time, early morning, so guru sits and meditates. Yoga chitta vritti nirodha goes into samadhi like that. So the student comes, sits, waits for 5-10 minutes. Guru is still there. The coffee will get cold. When the guru meditates for an hour to eat samadhi, so he just drank the coffee and went, started doing his tasks. So an hour later, the guru comes out of samadhi. Oh, where's my coffee? Didn't ask for coffee. So, like this. So what happens is, the identification with the mind is the issue. Of course, a more troubled mind, more disturbed mind, more active mind, more lazy mind, is much more difficult not to identify with. That's why purification of mind helpful. But still, it's mind. The problem is the identification with mind. So Raja Yoga says akarma is no action of mind. We said, no, that isn't the end. Having the mind be more peaceful, this is very useful. There's nothing wrong. But just shutting down the mind, that's not going to solve the problem. So that's with this, saying that isn't the means for moksha. It's a helpful tool, but it's not the end in itself. Right, this. Then one will say karma yoga. I'm going to do, as we said before, action, and offer everything and not be attached to the result. Also purifies the mind, very important, because we have to do activity all the time. But still, I'm doing action. Still, to be a karma yogi, I have to be karta, I'm doing the action. Here it's talking about akartrutvam. There's kartrutvam, doership, akartrutvam, non-doership. Karta means doer, akarta, non-doer. So it's the understanding that is Atma, I'm a karta, I'm non-doer. Just to understand I'm not doer, that's why I said very subtle. Because to understand action, you have to understand the background the action is happening, the Atma. Without Atma, you need the Atma to do, there has to be the conscious being there to do. Without it, it can't be done. A dead body's not going to do anything. So you need the conscience behind, but it's not the one who's doing. So it's a subtle point. I'm non-doer is very subtle. Most subtle thing I can know like this. So the problem is I identify as the doer. And what is doership? Ego. Ahankara is same as karta. I meaning I'm the one who's doing, I'm doer. So doership, do I do? This is, we say it's based on avidya, misunderstanding. What happens is, okay, I say, okay, let me do my viveka discrimination. I feel the body. So I'm the awareness, I'm not the body. Okay, I'm not the body, no problem. Now there's thoughts, right? Senses, I see. I'm aware of this thing, I'm aware of the hearing. Okay, so I'm not. I think, meaning thoughts are coming to mind. Thoughts are coming and going. Am I the one? I'm aware of the thinking process happening. Okay. Then I know things. I know you. I know you. I know this is. I see something outside. I know that. That knowing also, it's some process happening. So I'm aware of the knowing happening. I'm not intellect. Okay. But then I am this much. I am the one who's doing. Even that, ahankara, that's also a thought. Right, I am this much, I am doing, I am speaking, I am sitting quietly. Those are also thoughts as well. So I'm aware of that. Now what happens is it's a very subtle thing though. So I take myself to be that, because that's, you have this table again. Although it's not separate from everything around, there's something holding it together so it will last in this form for some time. Like the wave has something like that too, obviously. It's just it's more ephemeral like that. And the mountain has something like that too, and that's going to be for, hundreds of thousands of years, where this is just going to be for a decade, the table. But still something is keeping it that it keeps the form pretty much for some time. So the ego is like that something, but it's still part of the whole thing, part of the package of anatma, like this. Now, very interesting thing is like this. This is one very interesting point about it then. Okay, so karta, doer, I'm doer, I'm the ego, I. Now, what is behind the thing that I'm doing? Without the conscious being, it couldn't be there, right? Without the conscious being, can I be a doer? Can I do something? Can the table decide I'm going to do something? No, there's no consciousness behind it. It can't be doing it like this. So it can't do that. So there has to be a conscious being behind. So the karta, the doer, the ego, is really the atma, because the atma has to be behind it. So the essence, the I of the, I say I am the doer, the essence, the one behind that has to be atma, has to be a conscious being. So you can say yes, so karta is atma, okay. But atma isn't karta. Meaning, example, you have a wave. The wave is water, right? We all agree, wave is water. Is the water wave? No. Water appears as the wave, but water isn't. Water is just water. Like that. So you can't say, you saw the snake. The snake is the rope, right? The snake is really a rope. Is a rope a snake? No, just appears to be. But the snake, what is the rope? Because we mistaked it. So really what I saw is that. So you have equations A equals to B, but B doesn't equal to A. So here in this equation, karta, I, ego, is atma, because without atma, where would it be? So meaning, not the mistaken part of it, the essential part. The essential part of the wave is water, not the temporary form, because that's momentary. But what's really the essence behind is water. So the essence behind I, what is the base I? Yes, that is atma. But you can't say atma is that, because that's just some idea we put on top of atma, like this. The dome of the sky is space, but is the space a dome? No, like this. Something appears like that. So the essence behind is that. So in this way. And actually that's why we say, just like the reflection of the light on the hand makes it available, you need to connect with the light, you need some medium, we said. So for atma, I need some medium. And so it reflects, we say, chidabhasa. Chidabhasa, reflection in the chit. Reflection in the mind. Like this. It's reflection of the chit, of the consciousness. So where does reflect? Reflects in the mind, in the intellect, very clearly. So that one, is that light? Yes, the reflection is light. Without light, how can the reflection be there? Yes, you need both. You need the mind and the... You need the light and the reflecting media. You need the mind and the atma. But without the consciousness, the essence of the light behind there is the consciousness. So essence of ego is atma. It's the essence of it, but not the ego itself. Like this. So that's why karma yoga for purification of the mind, yes. But it's still, to do karma yoga as a practice, I have to be karta. I am serving. I am not attached to the result of the action, right? Like this. I have to be karta. Otherwise, how will I do karma yoga? Right? For a saint, then, just the action happens. They know they're not doers, so there's no practice karma yoga. There is karma yoga, but they're not a doer doing it, so no problem. Because they know they're not... They know this. Sabuddhiman manushyeshu. This one is the... has the viveka, knows they're not the doer, so there's no problem. So here, that's why the essence of the karta has to be. That's why karma yoga also cannot be, again, these are, you can say, indirect means for liberation, meaning the preparation. Just so you got your doctorate, your high school diploma wasn't direct means for your doctorate, but it was necessary preparation. So it's preparation here. But it's not the direct means for moksha like this. Because direct means I know I'm atma, I know I'm not changing. Okay, because that's how I'm liberated from. Because to liberate myself doing action means I'm going to get to what doesn't change through changing. kind of like, I'll get to the unchanged, you know, it doesn't work because it's an understanding like this. So that's why we can't say that that's what's going to do it. So then through action also, that's also helps to explain this. There is Purva Mimamsa, ritualists from earlier part of Vedas, not from Upanishads, the former part, Karmakanda. And it says, well, listen, I will just do good actions. So no problem, I won't be bound. Well, you do just good actions. Karma phala is to come. There's a result. So you'll have a very, you know, so you will still get results. Because you do good actions, you get results. So that doesn't stop the whole cycle. So he says, well, listen, okay, here's what it is. I will only do nimitta and naimittika karmas, meaning just my duty. I won't skip them, because if I don't do what's needed, then there's some negative result comes. So I'll do what's needed. And I won't do anything extra, and I'll do it in a detached manner, so then I'll be liberated through action, like this. And this one says, inactivity, there's activity means by not doing what's needed, activity, some negativity will come to me. Some papa will come to me by not doing what's needed. And by doing what's needed without attachment means that there's inactivity, nothing really happening. So I'll free myself like this. So then Shankara says about this thing, two things. First of all, you'll never be able to do action like that. Completely without any attachment, any desire of this, you're not going to do. It's Swami Premananji in Uttarakashi. He says that he sat for a long time just quiet by himself, just analyzing, until he said, there's no desire left, nothing. Free, no desire. Then after going out from seclusion like this, he said, no, it's not true. He sees there's infinite desire, no matter what, and the mind still infinite desire is there, like this. He said, it's not possible, you can't say like that. I guess because the mind, just to do things, it has the seed for it, do everything. So that doesn't get rid of it. So that's one thing. Second thing says, well, even so you do like this, how much santita karma you have, how many lifetimes like this, how's it going to do? And by not doing it, if I'm not doing something, it's not going to bring, you know, he says it won't bring the, I'm supposed to do, I don't do. How can that not doing bring something that is, how can it bring the result, a real result for something? Maybe immediately the problem, but he says it doesn't bring the adrishtapalam, the papa. It'll bring immediate problem, but you'll feel bad, immediate problem, but for long run, it can't create that type of thing. This is in the punya papa like this, that it won't create, papa won't create something for future like this. This is one of his arguments. But also says, well, how do you then account for the Kritsna Karma? Krita is the one that has done everything. This one is totally fulfilled. You won't be able to get to that. But the main thing, you won't be able to live life like that. It's not a possibility. It's not, you know, anything you do will have some positive, some negative. It's impossible. You can't get out of the cycle of karma through karma. That's the main thing. You can't do that. So in this way, now the bhakta will come and say, okay, but I surrender everything. I surrender everything to the God, so then no problem. So say, that's very good. It's a very good and helpful attitude to have. Very helpful. But it can't totally take care of, because you have two issues. Because the thing is, you know, I have this book, so I can give it away. Here, Shri, you want, please, you take my book, right? I don't have the book. Can I surrender it to you? I can't. I can't surrender what I don't have. So if I have the, I'm karta, I'm the ego. I surrender my ego to the God. Okay? Who's surrendering the ego to the God? How can you surrender your ego to the God? If you surrender to the God, who's left to surrender it? You can't do that. How am I going to surrender? The ego is surrendering the ego. What does that mean? So I'm going to lift myself. I'm going to give myself to that. It doesn't work, right? So that's why if you are the ego, you are the karta, you can't totally surrender that because the karta surrenders, the karta doesn't work, right? So that doesn't work. Now if you say, no, 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 the ego belongs to the God, well, it doesn't belong to you, what's there to surrender? What do you mean surrender? And if you're saying the ego belongs to the God, not to you, meaning you know you're Atman, you're not karta, meaning it's not bhakti, it's jnanama. You understand you're not the doer. You're the awareness. Within the awareness, the action appears. So that's why also through bhakti, through this type of bhakti, I surrender, that can't do because you have to understand. I understand what it is. I can't just, there's an idea, God is an idea, I is an idea, I surrender this idea to that idea. Really, it's an understanding. There's the consciousness, and there's the limited part. The ego is identification with the limited part. I know I'm not that one, and then no problem. And somebody who knows that, if they do something, they're playing a role. They know they're playing the role. We identify with the role. Identify with the role, and then go through all the bangs. We're the one who doesn't identify the role. The bangs are there, but they don't identify so. This movie, a few years ago, we saw and it came out. It's called Awake. It was about Paramahamsa Yogananda, about his life. One wonderful thing in there was this. He went back to India for some time to see his guru, and then his guru left his body, Masamadhi. He came back, and the person, his guru bhai, ran the organization. There were arguments. There was court cases about the whole thing. One person saying it's their organization, this. I thought, how wonderful. Showing somebody is a saint, still the worldly things will be thrown at them too. The difference is how they deal with it like this. Not what they go through, but how they deal with it. Probably if we'd see him at that time, if we were around, I'm assuming, because I don't know too much about Paramahamsa Yogananda, but assuming he's a Jivamukta, he would be there, and then he would just deal with it as needed, as his duty, and not as, you know, not as anything else. Well, Swami Dayananji, he has a very, very long commentary on this verse. He says, people think an organization is what's needed for a spiritual thing. It's not that. You know, because it's an understanding. He said every one of his disciples, the ones who learned for many years, they're the organization themselves. That is the, you know, the one who knows. And I've seen many, you know, as many people have learned from him for many years. And, you know, it's true. They just stand on their own. They don't, it's not that there's needed some structure. The structure's just there for, okay, to get together so can study these things. But it's because the other one, just external structure. It's not the essence like this. In any case, so this shows about these. Now, the misconception we have then, Adi Guru Shankara gives this example, that you're sitting on the boat. So you sit on the boat on the river. He's from Kerala, so a lot of backwaters there, so probably that's where he saw, because of where he's from. He gives that. He gives example, dream elephant, because Kerala, they see elephants like this. I'll tell you a funny thing about that, about this. His guru's guru, Garuda Padacharya, right? We have his commentary on the on Mandukya Upanishad, they study together. You have the Mandukya is very short, Karika, his commentary in verses, 300, 400 verses on it, and then Adi Guru Shankara's commentary on that, you have that. So Garuda Padacharya, then what happens is, in where my wife's from Orisha, Garuda, the people that could work with the cow, have the cow herd, curators like this. And they're also seeing Garuda, they kind of look down on somebody not very bright because they're just taking care of cows. And it turns out, I found out from study, Garuda Padacharya came from Odisha area. That's why Garuda is the name from there. So all these incidental things that aren't important. You know, how they say things, fun facts. Fun fact just for a little bit of entertainment, but more than that, it's not needed. So in any case, the example on the water, on the boat on the water. You're sitting on the boat on the water. You see the trees on the side moving back, right? You see the houses going back, years back. Wow, 30 years now, how time flies. Literally exactly 30 years. I was first time in India, so Kerala, there we went on the backwaters also. So you see, it was evening time, so people lighting the lamps in the houses. And so you see it's moving back. So that's all moving. Are the houses moving? Are the trees moving? You're moving, not them, right? So something is moving, it doesn't seem to be, you don't notice it's moving. Something else is not moving, it looks like it's moving. Right? When you sit on a train and the train just starts moving very slowly and the train next to you is sitting, you look and you're not sure which one is moving. It's very, very interesting, like you feel a little disoriented. Are you moving or are they moving? Because the trains, you know them move. If you look outside to the station, you'll know. But here, you don't know. Like that. Now say both trains are moving. I am moving, eyes are moving, and also all the other activities moving. If it was like this, it would be so chaotic. It would be like you want to see a movie, and there's wind, and so the whole screen is moving all the time too. You will see a not, you won't be able to see, you'll see a lot of chaos, you won't see the movie. Like the sun on the water when there's waves, you don't see the form of the sun. If the screen is moving so much, it'll seem like that. You won't be, it'll be modern art, it won't be a movie that you see characters and figures and stuff. You can have excuse modern art. That's a very good excuse for anything, like, oh, it's modern art. Modern music, okay, anything goes. So in any case, so in this way, something has to be stable like that for the movement to be. So you mistake what's moving for not moving and what's moving for move. So I superimpose the movement, the activity on Atma, right? And then it seems to be moving. And I superimpose Atma on Anatma, that I'm that changing one. The reflection which is changing. I'm that one. I'm this hand that's moving in here and it's changing. I'm not the one who's in whose light that's perceivable. So this is what happens. That makes it the confusion come about in this way. So here's saying no, that's the confusion that comes about. And what happens, let's say I know I'm a karta, I'm not the doer, I'm the awareness in which this all is appearing. Okay, very good. By not being karta, I don't do, I don't become a bhokta, I'm not the enjoyer, the experiencer. Because I do the doing, the result comes to the one who does, like this. You work, you get paid for it, like this. So I'm doing, and then I experience. So just like my actions I'm doing, then I also see. Oh, am I seeing? No, I'm the one who's aware of seeing, right? Not, I'm aware of not seeing, I'm aware of seeing. I'm aware of hearing or not hearing. Right? I'm aware of seeing clearly, or I'm aware that everything's blurry, not seeing clearly. So that's, why have the eye of wisdom? Without the eye of wisdom, I wouldn't be able to read this. Like that. I'm aware of thinking, so I'm aware of the result. So I'm bhokta. By not being karta bhokta, then who does the... So an action is done. From that, there's punya papa, meaning there's immediate result and there's result that will come later. It's called adrishta palam. You don't see it, it will come after some time. Right? Now I'm born, so some karma is manifest, made me be born in this place, time, and everything with these samskaras all. So there's some, was some karma behind the result. So that result came later, so you didn't see. Now that'll only come to the karta. The doer is going to get the, is going to have punya papa, will have the sin merit. If I'm not doer, doesn't belong to me either. And then the karma pala comes from that. Karma pala is sukha dukkha, right? The rest is just the, means to offer it to you. They put on a play with some message. The play is just a means to give the message. Like that, right? In this way. It's not the essence. Like this. So, this way. So, the whole circumstance I'm in helps to give the sukha dukkha the result. But am I sukhi dukkhi? No, because sukha dukkha is also belongs to karta bhokta, not to me. Like this. So, what happens is the misnotion that I'm these, and then the samsara, then the whole thing, I'm this limited one, I'm this one suffering, I'm this one enjoying, right? I'm the one who wants to get to this or wants to run away from that, all that, it's a notion, right? Like, you feel the body, yes, I feel, okay, I'm aware of body, yes. I'm aware of something and I call it body, okay. The body feels very good. That is a notion. It's my it's a conditioning. It's an opinion. I don't feel good in this. Meaning body has some sort of sensation I call pain. It's again, it's an opinion. Yeah, body, there's something, there's pain. I am suffering. It's my pain. Why? I'm aware of it like this. If I was, I could never, you know, how could I? I'd be trapped in it like this. But some of the time you don't identify with it and you're fine. So it's just a matter of identification. So the whole samsara, then it's a notion. It's just an idea like this. Because some people, they have so much trouble, so much this, and they're fine, they're okay. And somebody has a small thing, oh, what a big thing. Like that. So in this way, it's a notion because of identification, because of conditioning. When I can step back and see I'm just the observer of it, oh, you know. Another interesting movie. Right? That Lord Brahma was making the film, and Krishna's the director, right? Shiva's the producer, and I'm enjoying the film. But now I'm all caught up in it like this, in this way. So this is how. Now, so this person is buddhiman, sayuktaha, this one is wise person. This is yogi, the yogi. This one is kritsna karmakrit, the doer of all actions, having done all actions. Having done all, when I do an actions, I'm doing actions in order to complete all the actions. I want the project to be done, right? People celebrate, the project is finished. Okay. Now, I remember when I just served in the army, their basic training. So one fellow was there, because always in basic training, the idea is the sergeant will come, will always give that you can never finish, he'll finish, and then always something else, right? So this one was, we'll just do all this that he said you will do, and we're done. Like this. But we know, after a short time, we know done isn't done. They'll come, everything perfect. Can have everything perfect, they'll come. No, no, no. Why like this? It has to be there. Why this over there? part of the job. So action, this will be done. What do you mean done? Done meaning there's something else will come. It can't come to an end. So to say I finished everything, you can never finish everything. There's no such thing as finishing everything. Not possible. How this dawned on me, years ago, my father was still alive. We'd go visit like once, twice a week in the East Coast. So I remember once when I was leaving, you know, everybody's in okay, good place in this. And how he said about, yes, everything's good, but always there is that concern, worry in the mind. You know, I can say from being grandparent, but not being parent. I jump straight to that, right? So I can't say from being parent, most of you have that direct experience, which I don't. But that thing where always something looming in the mind, meaning there's no end to it, no matter what, always this concern, okay, this is okay, but then what will be? Like this. So there's no end, action, no end like this in the field of action. It's endless. Can't get to the end. So here, this kritsna, you can't do everything. It's not possible to do everything. But if I did everything, everything's in place, how will I feel? I know I'm done, I did everything. If somebody retires, they did a good job, put everything in place, okay. Or they left a job, they finished, left everything best they can for them. They feel good in themselves, they did for whatever it was, everything they could. Now they're at peace with it, that can be gone, doesn't matter, they won't think about it anymore. So here, when I do things, I do because I want to get to something, I want to experience, I want something to happen, I want some result. But then when I know I'm not doer, then it's good as to have done everything perfectly, everything's in place for good. Because what's there to be concerned about? To concern about because there, nothing really happening from Atma perspective, what's really happening? Like when you wake up from a dream, do you worry? Oh no, in the dream, I didn't say it to that person. I really had to tell them. I feel so bad in this. Maybe for a few moments, but then when you think, you know, maybe it'll stay on you because you think about your character. So your conscience. But really speaking, do you want to go back to the dream and tell that person that very important thing you feel bad you didn't tell? You know, it was a dream. Okay, I'm fine. Whatever was in the dream, fine. So if somebody sees this like that really They're not touched by, like not touched by the dream. So what is there to be, to do? So it's good as, because this comes again from I desire to do, because I am, think I'm karata, I'm doer, I'm hoped, I'm enjoyer. So I'm all caught up in this. But if I know I'm not, then what is there to be? I'm as peaceful inside because I know there's nothing really to do. There's no, for the jnani, there's no duty because they're not doer. Doer, duty is for the doer, like this, in this way. The Swami Dayananda gives example that, okay, there's somebody who's taken to, somebody who's wanted by the police for something, right? Some crime. Now, they know when they catch, the person will have two life sentences. By the time they catch him, that person died. Okay, now, will they give him a life sentence? Two life sentences? Who do you give it to? Nobody. So somebody who knows their self, what is their karma? What is there to do? What sentence is there? There's nothing. Nothing to do because they know they're that. The body mind will do something, right? Can't help. Body mind will be doing something, but they know they're not doing. This person knows I'm not doing, I'm not doer, so no problem. So again, doesn't mean they won't do, and that it'll continue in the chapter here talking about that. Because we said you can't help doing, body mind will do, but actually doing you don't do like this. Because what is there to do then? Right? So that's the akarma. Meaning, the inaction means what the karmani akarmaya pashyet, the one who sees, he who sees or she who sees inaction, karma in the activity, meaning that the atma, no matter what you're doing, is not active, not part of the activity, not doer. One who sees this and sees that action within inaction, that I think now nothing is happening, now things are a peaceful, good place, that's also just a part of the flow. It's like the river being more peaceful at that place. It's still flowing, it's still changing like this. One who knows this, so knows the difference like this, this one is the wise one, and the one who's buddhiman, one who's used the intellect, who's really looked at it closely, not just, you know, understood a little bit and moved on like this, but really looked and understood this very closely, because otherwise then this, it's not fully understood. So it's not that Atma is understood. Now I know Atma, I can load it in, I can load in my mind, there's the Atma. No, but I have viveka what Atma is not. I'm the Atma, no problem. I'm the consciousness, right? Do I need to know all the pervading light here? No, I know that the light is everywhere in this, and I know it's, you know, it's not what it's just reflected on this. I don't need to know the light like this. Maybe not as good example, but it's not something you'll know as an object, because you know as an object something limited, it's experience. No, it's not the changing, which is not changing during that. So this one then is as good as having done everything that needs to be done, as good as that. Right? Now, not really doer, because not doer, like this. And actually not doing akarma, so I'm not doing. That's also, okay, I'm not doing anything. By saying I'm not doing, then I'm the karta of akarma. I'm doing nothing. So I'm still karta. I'm the one who's not doing. So it's still, if I take it as that, then it's still karta, but the understanding that that is also part of karma. Like, so this one is the one. This is really where the wisdom lies in this way. In this way. Let's see if there's any important points here that we haven't. There is a nice illustration, actually, very nice illustration here. Is that in Mahabharata, right, Mahabharata war, then when Arjuna wasn't there and Abhimanyu went and they had this chakravyuha, some sort of formation, which is hard to penetrate, so he knew how to break in. So he knew that, but he didn't know how to break out of it, right? So that's why he broke in, but then he couldn't get out. So that's where he died in the war. Arjuna's son. So what happens is, you can break in but not come out. So this is what's said, we go into the chakravyuha. We go into the field of karma. We know how to come into it, but we don't know how to get out of it. So just like that, we go in, but then we get stuck in it. And we're stuck in the chakra, the cycle going. So can get in is not a problem, to get into a cycle of action. Anybody can, we're all doing it very well. Right? Samsara, we're going, no problem, like this. But to get out, we don't know. Very interesting, like this. So that's why, yes, we get into karma, we also know how to withdraw from like this. And withdrawing then, what we think of withdrawing isn't the real withdrawing, because that's still karma. So, endless, we're still stuck in this way. So, this is also what's said about this thing. And then Swami Paramarthanandaji, when he sums up in this, he says, very interesting, that when I take myself, still as something small, limited, and then I take achievements, and I think that's what's going to get me somewhere, then he says, limited individual, with a limited achievement brings miserably limited person, because still the great thing I get to, still I am limited, whatever it is. I think it's something, but then a little while later I see it's, okay, then what? Like this. So that's how within the field of action, that doesn't do it. So this, what was being discussed here, Himaja decided to go directly to postgraduate school. Because this is really crux. This consider one of the most important verses here. Swami Vishnu would take this as the most important in Gita always, and anybody who goes to Shivananda Yoga teacher training. Gita, there's Gita class a few times a week and some of this, but this one is seen as this is the most important thing like that. So this is one of the key ones. Now for a few verses we'll elaborate on, to give examples and everything, because of the subtlety of it. Because I hear a little, okay, now I know it. Something we have to keep looking into, clearly understanding, then there's no problem. Then I'm kritsna karma krit. I know I'm not touched by the action. There's nothing I will do what's needed, but I know I'm not really the one doing it. It'll just happen what's needed like that. So that's why, again, not something to say, oh, it's somewhere there, yes, I don't think I can get it, it's too high to, no, not like this, but that I still need to look into it to have clear understanding like this. Why can't I have clear understanding? No reason why not, but I have to look into it closely to really, really get it, you can say like that. So this is what's being pointed out here. Let's finish here, and then if we have any questions of anything, we can discuss a bit. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. So with that being said, if anybody has more confusion about what else? Discuss, if not, no problem. If not, then we're kritsna karma krit. We're content, and that's it.